Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Leonard Gonzalez with Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ. Bringing to you today, we're going to study the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And as soon as I can find my headset, we will be after it. It's been an eventful week. It's, you know, the enemy's always, he never sits still. He comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Now, what we need to do is we need to be able to stand our ground and fight the good fight of faith. As we sit here, we talk and, you know, ask the Lord to give you the wisdom and the knowledge of what it is he wants you to learn tonight. And I thank you for tuning in. It's going to be a great day. And, we'll get after it. Father God, we come to you now, Lord. We ask you that you give us what it is you want us to learn. Let your word burn in our hearts and in our minds, Father God. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this time of learning. And in the name of your son, Jesus, amen. You know, it's amazing just be able to sit here and teach you, and it's a real privilege, and I just want to let you guys know. I think it's important that we know what the Holy Spirit going to do for us. Excuse me. In this chapter, chapter 1, introducing the Holy Spirit, objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to identify the Holy Spirit as part of the Trinity of God, list personal traits of the Holy Spirit, explain the nature of the Holy Spirit. Turn, if you will, to Matthew 3:16-17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son, in whom I'm well pleased." Praise God. This chapter introduces the Holy Spirit, and it explains his position in the Trinity of God, discusses his personal traits, and warns about his sensitive nature. As previously noted, the title Holy Ghost is used to identify the Holy Spirit. This personal pronoun, he, is also used as the Holy Spirit is one of the three persons of the Trinity of God. And Jesus shall speak to me. He shall speak to me. Go to John 15:26. Let me give you a second to turn there. Okay. John 15:26. We'll read from the King James. I always use the King James because it stood the test of time and it's proven itself. You know, kings and emperors and you name it, try to destroy it. And they've never been able to destroy it. So, and Luke 15:26, and he, meaning middle voice from, this is the Greek word, G, the number is 4341, proskalehomi, yeah, to call forward oneself, that is summon, invite, call, for to or unto. And one of the servants, he called one of the servants, and he asked what these things meant. I will send him unto you. Go to 16, John 16, verse 7. 16:7. And then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of a wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. He shall glorify me. 16:14. I think the verses are wrong here on the text. I'll have to double check this. That he shall not speak of himself. The triune nature of God. There are many gods worshipped throughout the world, but there's only one true God. The Holy Bible contains the story of this true God. The Bible is the word of God which reveals his special plan for mankind. One of the things the Bible reveals is that God has a triune nature. This means his personality is revealed in three different forms. He is three persons yet one God. The Holy Spirit is part of the triune nature of God, which consists of the Father, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The three personalities are united in the Godhead. Each part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, have special functions on behalf of mankind. Of course, concerns the ministry and purpose of the Holy Spirit. So you know what Jesus accomplished on the cross for you. You know, we have a comforter and a teacher, and we're going to learn this here. And plus what this, the Holy Spirit will do in you and through you for the kingdom of God. God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called God. Peter said, Ananias, Acts 5:3-4, why hath Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Since he called God, the Holy Spirit is equal with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. The key verses for this chapter reveal clearly the triune nature of God. Jesus is being baptized, the Holy Spirit descends upon him, and God speaks. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Again, Matthew 3:16-17. Prior to returning to heaven after his ministry on earth, Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit. Return, if you will, to John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. The apostle Paul spoke of the triune God. And after we do the Holy Spirit, we're going to do a study on spiritual strategies. Turn, if you will, to Romans 2:8-3. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in flesh. The grace, 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Ephesians 2:18, for through him, the Son, that's meaning the Son, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. That's Ephesians 2:18. Apostle Peter also spoke of the triune nature of God. Turn, if you will, to 1 Peter 4:4. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. The book of Acts also verifies the triune nature of God. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Acts 2:33. And friends, go to freebiblecollege.com, sign up, go to the student page, and download these books. It's called The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you want to print the materials, then it's going to cost you. But, you know, whatever your ink is and what kind of machine you have. All right? It's free biblical education. It really is. And a smart person to take advantage of it, because everybody likes free stuff, including me. Nature of the Holy Spirit. As part of the Trinity of God, the Holy Spirit has a special nature. When we speak of his nature, we mean the basic qualities which describe him. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. This means he is present everywhere. Go, if you will, to Psalms 139:7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He's omniscient. That means he knows all things. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. But God hath revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. Excuse me. Omnipotent. This means he is all-powerful. All-powerful. Go turn, if you will, to Psalm 62:11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. The power belongeth unto God. But ye shall, Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Eternal. That means he is everlasting. He has no beginning and will have no ending. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The eternal nature of the Holy Spirit can be illustrated by a circle. The circle has no starting point or no ending point, yet it exists. Interesting, huh? And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, the Holy Spirit does all things, you know, and it's really amazing. And, you know, if you're just taking your walk with the Lord, you know, you guys, you're on a journey of your life, an adventure of your life. You know, you have good days, bad days. You have opposition. You have satanic attacks. You have all kinds of things against you, because Satan wants you to burn, die. He's defeated. He knows he's defeated. So he wants to rob, kill, and destroy your happiness, your life, everything that you have. But if you're taking your walk with the Lord, learn all you can about what the Lord has done for you, and you will be a mighty soldier for Christ. Amen? Amen. Okay, the personality of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the triune nature of God, but the Holy Spirit also has an individual personality. The Bible reveals that the Holy Spirit has a mind. Romans 8:27, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He searches out the human mind, 1 Corinthians 2:10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. And as will, 1 Corinthians 12:11, things worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. You know what, open your Bibles up to 1 Corinthians 12:11. 1 Corinthians 12:11. Oh, and also, friends, go online and type up eSword, okay? It has every Bible commentary, every book or information that you need to have a super, super study of God's Word. It has everything. It has the pulpit commentary. It has the Cambridge commentary, Matthew Henry, Clark, Darby, McLaren, Geneva, Meyer, Wesley, you name it. That's the commentaries I just named out. It has the King James 1611, the King James Bridge, LEB, LITV, Murdoch, New Living. It has every Bible that's ever been written in English. So go ahead and look that up. And severally, we're looking up severally. Idios is the Greek word, and it's 2:23:98, of uncertain affinity pertaining to self, that owned by implication, private or separate, his acquaintance when they were alone, apart, aside, due, his, own, proper, several, private or privately, proper, severally, their own. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, the will of the Holy Spirit guides believers by denying permission for certain actions. Go turn, if you will, Acts 16:6-7. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia in the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. You know, the Holy Spirit, let me tell you something, friends. The Holy Spirit will tell you to go one way. Don't do it. The Holy Spirit gives you discernment. You can be able to discern certain things in people, what their spirit really is. It's really remarkable, and I'm fortunate to be blessed by the Lord to have all kinds of gifts that he has given me. And he's given each and every one of you tremendous gifts. But you have to know how to use them, and you have to use them correctly as God deems it. Not your own will, not your own thoughts on anything, but his will. Let's see. Now, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them, to preach the good news. The Holy Spirit speaks. He spoke to Philip. Acts 8:29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. He spoke to Peter, Acts 10:19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee, Acts 10:19. He spoke to the elders in the city of Antioch, Acts 13:2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Revelations chapter 2 and 3 records several messages spoken by the Holy Spirit to the seven churches of Asia. The Holy Spirit loves, Romans 15:30. Now I beseech you, brethren, therefore, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Romans 15:30. The Holy Spirit intercedes. One of the personality traits of the Holy Spirit is that he's an intercessor. This means he prays to God on behalf of others. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or spoken. Romans 8:26. Sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. Let me check for time. All right, we got 7 minutes, folks. We can do a lot in 7 minutes. The Holy Spirit has a sensitive nature. This means he has feelings that could be affected by the actions of man. Because of the sensitive nature of the Holy Spirit, the Bible warns you that you should not lie to the Holy Spirit. Well, think about that. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Thou hast not lied unto me, but unto God. And you know what happened to that man, don't you? He was quickly removed from the face of the earth. Yes, he was. Don't resist the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has specific ministries on behalf of the believer, which will be discussed in chapter 3 of this course. Resisting the Holy Spirit is not yielding to him when he tries to minister in your life. Go to Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your hearts and ears, do ye always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, and so do ye quench the Spirit. You quench the Holy Spirit when you refuse to do what the Holy Spirit would have you to do. The word quenched is used elsewhere in the Bible, but in reference to putting, when you quench the Holy Spirit, it stops the flow of his power within you. And it's like throwing water on a fire. The Bible warns on 1 Thessalonians 5:19, it says, quench not the Spirit. Grieve the Spirit. Grieve the Spirit. Quenching the Spirit is not doing what the Holy Spirit would have us do, but grieving the Holy Spirit is something that the Holy Spirit does not want us to do. The nation of Israel grieved the Holy Spirit. Psalm 78:40. How often they spoke him in the provoke him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. The Bible warns, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Insult the Spirit. You insult the Holy Spirit by going back into sin after you have experienced the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:28. Oh, how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Hebrews 6:4-6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted the heavenly gift and were partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away and renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put him to open shame. Do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:31-32, where I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever shall speak of the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world or the one to come. Whoa! The sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit has been called the unpardonable sin, because according to this passage, it is the one sin for which there is no forgiveness. To blaspheme means to speak abusive words which reject the power of the Holy Spirit as being of God and claim it is Satan. If a person totally rejects the power of the Holy Spirit, then he can never be saved, because it is the Holy Spirit which draws men, sinful men, to Christ. The Holy Spirit produces many visible confirming signs of God's power. Jesus was saying that if a person could not accept these miraculous signs of proof of truth of the gospel, then what could ever possibly convince them to believe? Now, vex the Holy Spirit. Do not vex the Holy Spirit. To vex the Holy Spirit means to irritate, annoy, provoke, make angry. The Holy Spirit is vexed by disobedience, unbelief of mankind. The prophet Isaiah records what happened to God's people, Israel, when they vexed the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 63:10. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. All right, self-test. Write the key verse from memory. Holy Spirit is part of the triune nature of God, which consists of the blank, God the blank, and God the blank. Question 3. The 6 personality traits of the Holy Spirit discussed in this chapter. 4. What does it mean when we say the Holy Spirit has a sensitive nature? 5. Because of the Holy Spirit has a sensitive nature, the Bible warns us that you should not blank to the Holy Spirit. Another blank to the Holy Spirit. Blank to the Holy Spirit. Blank, 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 blank to the Holy Spirit. 6. Read the words in list 1 and define 2 things. Like I said, you need this stuff here, these books. And we'll leave it right there. You know, friends, if any of you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just repeat after me, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. You know, friends, you prayed that prayer, and you have a solemn prayer. The Lord hears you. And you listen to these studies. If you want to send some to me, to visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com. I have some materials I'd like to give to you and some information. So God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.